like to start off with, Adrian and I have been, it's almost going to be 4 years since June that we've been there in Querétaro. And when we first moved there, Silva's moved there, it was us and Victor and Sada, an older couple, and Marty, just us. So we remember how it was when it first started. And now, the picture they showed, that he showed, that just all those people, it's a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And I remember those first meetings when we moved there and we'd be singing and I just felt so stupid. I mean, totally, totally stupid because, Marty can't sing. And I'm not much better and we'd be playing, you know, I just play the guitar and we're over here trying to sing and in Spanish too, it's kind of a little bit harder and people would walk by and look at us like, what are you doing? And I agree, yeah, we're stupid, we sound stupid, but hey, you know. Anyway, now, you know, with everybody together, it's just a real joy to be there. And being there in Querétaro really has been a tremendous, tremendous blessing.
Amen.
To me. And so some of the things I want to talk about are, I'm all nervous, hold on. For being a part there, that God's allowed me to be a missionary's wife. To me, Michael was talking about honor, and to me that is a very, very great honor. And I wouldn't want it any other way. And the brethren there, Mike already talked about it, the brethren there told me to, when I come up here, let everyone know here that they thank y'all for sending your money, for sending us, and the faithfulness. And when we have the women's prayer meetings, this is always brought up, the thanks that, you know, for this church. And so they all say to say hello, and I'll also be taking a lot of pictures out of everybody here, because the way we bring pictures here, so y'all can see who they are and what we're doing, they also want to see pictures of everyone here. And because, you know, they're, you guys are their brethren, even though you have never met each other and probably will never meet each other until we're all up in glory. And so anyway, I'll be taking pictures of everybody here and there. And also, too, I've been thanking God for the faithfulness of the brethren there in Querétaro also. And just about all those people that he showed, just about all those people that are saved go to every single meeting. And that's kind of hard because most people there don't have vehicles, so they have to either take a bus or take a taxi. And if you have, like, you know, you and yourself, you and your husband or whatever, and then plus the kids, it starts to get expensive. And they don't make a whole lot of money. And that is an expense. Not only to go to the meetings, but they go to the prayer meetings, they go to the Bible studies, the women's Bible studies, the studies that Michael gives. Plus they go to the preaching, so it gets to be quite a bit, and yet they're faithful in doing that.
Amen.
So I'm very thankful for that. And let me see. Since I've been there, one of the burdens that I've had is that being I'm supposed to be a teacher, I want to be a good one. And I don't want to waste my time there. And when we were in Salamanca, I left there not doing everything I should have done. And I don't want to have that here in Querétaro. I want to do what I'm supposed to do and do it good. And like I said, be a good teacher. And not that I'm all knowledgeable or anything, just that's what I'm supposed to do. And I want to do the best that I can. In the Bible studies that I'm having with these ladies, some of the things that I'm trying to teach them is to be, number one, obedient to their husbands, and to discipline their children. And in that discipline, I'm trying to get it through to them that when they go to the meetings, teach your children to sit in the meetings and sit still, and to be quiet, and to have some respect for God's word when it's being given out. And sometimes it gets a little bit frustrating because they'll come to me and they'll tell me all their problems with the kids, so I tell them what to do, and they're like, yeah, yeah, that's good. And we go to the meetings, it's back to the same thing. And having a little bit of patience and waiting for God to work is, you know, what I'm trying to do also. But another thing is that I've shortly before we came, some of the ladies there in the meetings had started to, when they speak, they would say things like, oh, God, I was in a real hurry today, and I was trying to get this done, or or oh Jesus, and that just, it's not right and it's not good. And it was starting to work on me, and I had thought, you know, I'm going to talk to these ladies. And at first I had thought of talking to them on a one-to-one basis. But the thing that I noticed was when they say things like that, it was with other women around too. So the last prayer meeting we had, I was very burdened to bring this up with them. And so I was praying for the ones who were using these words and everything, they would come and be there so they would be able to hear it. And the night before, I was sitting here and I was writing down verses and I was studying this, that, and the other. And I was all fired up that, boy, I'm just going to let these women have it, you know, I'm going to blast them. And so the next morning we get together, and right before we're going to start, I got real nervous and very shaky. And anyway, I brought it out and I named out the ones who had been doing this. And not to make them look bad or anything, but in case they just didn't realize, hey, I'm the one doing this or whatever. And after I talked with them and told them, you know, that they were using God's name in vain, whether they realized it or not, they all understood very well. And so we started praying, and one of the ladies that Michael mentioned, the widow lady, she, I noticed that she wasn't praying, and she's usually the first one to start praying. And finally when she did, she just broke down. She was just bawling, and I felt so horrible that when she was crying, you know, just really, really, just she was heartbroken. And I thought, no, it's not. I didn't come and get after her for anything bad. I didn't even really get after her. I kind of just told her, look, this is what the Bible says. And but the reason that lady was most heartbroken out of all is, and we talked about it before, is that she doesn't want to do anything wrong. Her testimony to her is very, very important. And afterwards, the ladies that I had been meaning for this study to be for, they came and they thanked me for forgiving this. And they're very, very teachable, and they want to learn. And that's why it's very important to me to do what I have to do and to do it right. And okay, when we get back, Lord willing, we'll be starting the Bible study for the women again. And this is because we have many more new ladies who weren't there the first time. And so this will be for the new believers. And another reason that I want to do what I have to do and do it right is that when I leave, I don't want to look back and say, well, you know, I didn't do all that I should have done. And I don't want anyone else, any of the ladies, to come and tell me, you didn't teach me. And like I said, we have a prayer meeting every other Tuesday. And when we first started off, it was basically Marty and I that prayed. And now we have like, what, 10 women that go? And that are faithful, that go. And to me, that's a joy now, and it's something that I look forward to. All these brethren, Michael talked about it, and some, the women there and their husbands, their children, all of them have become very, very dear to me. I've become very close to a lot of the women there. And one thing that's been a special blessing to me is that they're not only brethren, they've become friends, real, real good friends. And not just with us, the Americans, with each other also. And to me, it's just a blessing to go to the meetings and look at everybody there, and they're all talking with each other and hugging each other and laughing, and that's real special. And we also like to have fun with the ladies and not just, you know, everything, the meetings and the Bible and studies. But we'd like to get to know them as well, and they can see, hey, they like a good joke just as well as the rest. And we love to celebrate birthdays, right, Marty? If you see those pictures in the back, you'll see. But anyway, I just really enjoyed the closeness that I see in this church, and that's something that when I think about that, I ask God to not let the devil come in and destroy that. And I wanted to read a verse here real quick. Psalms 133 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And when I see the church, this is what comes to mind. And I'd like for it to stay that way. And that's something that I'd ask for y'all also to pray for, because we all know the devil will try to get in and destroy and cause divisions. And this is something that's on my heart. Also, when it comes time to leave Kedeth Arun, I think it'll be maybe in another year or two or whatever. But whenever we do, I already know it's going to be a hard time. Sometimes the ladies and I, we get to talking about, you know, well, when you leave or whatever. And that's something I don't like to talk about, because we start crying but it's just, I've gotten very, very comfortable there. I just fit, and I don't want to leave. But I know there's other people there, other cities, other towns that aren't saved, and we have to move on. Anyway, like I said, I'm very thankful that God has allowed me to serve Him there in Mexico. And also I'm thankful for my co-workers that I have, for the Jacksons, for Marty, they've just been a very, very real big blessing to me. Because I know, especially you, Marty, sometimes I remember when we first moved there, and it was hard, and sometimes, you know, she felt and I felt like, you know, what are we doing here? But Michael talked about it, her faithfulness, and also the Jackson's faithfulness. And I just, like I said, everything just right now just fits together real well. I don't want it to be broken up. And I just thank God for where He's put me. And also Michael talked about it also, these people here, all of y'all that have made it all possible to be there.